It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Tonga. Pray for the people of that island nation. An underwater volcano near the South Pacific island erupted violently on Saturday, which flooded the capital city on Tonga's largest island, Tonga Tapu. Internet and phone service knocked out there, and so we still don't know, as of this recording, the extent of the damage or the injury count. We do know that the king of Tonga was evacuated from his palace by security forces there. This was so intense that a plume of gas, ash, and steam was sent 12 miles into the atmosphere. Tsunami waves hit Hawaii, Japan, even the west coast of the United States, according to the National Weather Service in San Diego. 3 to 4 foot waves hitting California. This eruption was probably the largest volcanic eruption anywhere on Earth in more than 30 years. Images taken from orbit showed the eruption in real time. So far, again, no reports of mass casualties from Tonga, but the extent of the damage there, the extent of the injuries there, unknown because phone communications knocked out. The underwater cable connecting Tonga to New Zealand knocked out, probably due to lack of power on the island. Again, pray for the people there. Topic number 4, the CIA and Ukraine. Yahoo News reported toward the end of last week that the CIA is overseeing a secret intensive training program here in the United States for Ukrainian special forces. The idea, apparently, to prepare them for an eventual invasion by Russia. This program, which started in 2015, according to officials, is based at an undisclosed facility in the southern United States. These forces could play a role on Ukraine's eastern border, where Russia has been building up forces on its side of the border, and the ongoing talks between NATO and Russia over the situation in Ukraine apparently going nowhere. This program is run by paramilitaries who work for the CIA's Ground Department. It was established in 2015 by the Obama administration after Russia's invasion and annexation of the Crimean Peninsula in 2014. It was expanded under the Trump administration, and the Biden administration has further supplemented its funding. This, according to a former senior intelligence official cited by the reporter for Yahoo News. Now, U.S. officials denied that the CIA training program is or was ever offensively oriented. In other words, they're saying, no, we're not training these guys to cross the border into Russia and carry out operations there. Well, right. I mean, the Pentagon would say that. I mean, we were not supposed to be operating inside Cambodia during the Vietnam War, but we now know that we were. Green Berets were sent into Cambodia on missions there. This just sounds like a bad idea. We're getting involved in a situation that really doesn't concern the national security of the United States of America. And I'm sure that the Ivy League trained officials inside the Beltway in Washington, D.C. think that, oh, okay, we've got a layer of plausible deniability here, because it's not the official United States government training. It's paramilitaries who were hired as contractors by the CIA. Do you think Russia's going to care if some of their soldiers are killed by American-trained Ukrainian soldiers? Meanwhile, while this is going on, a maritime monitoring site called the Barents Observer, this like the Barents Sea, the Bering Strait area, reports that two aircraft carrier groups, NATO aircraft carrier groups, are en route to waters off the north coast of Norway, which is very close to the border of Russia, for the largest NATO exercise inside the Arctic Circle since the 1980s. This is not a coincidence. Topic number 3, the Texas synagogue situation. The FBI claimed Saturday that an attack and hostage taking by an armed Islamic terrorist at a synagogue near Dallas was not, and I'm quoting now, not specifically related to the Jewish community, end quote. Obviously, there was a lot of pushback online to that statement. On Sunday, the FBI identified the hostage taker as Malik Faisal Akram, a 44-year-old British citizen. Akram burst into the sanctuary at the congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas, Saturday during a Sabbath service, took several members hostage, including the rabbi. He was killed in an FBI raid on Saturday night. Akram had demanded the release of someone who's been in prison for more than 10 years, Afia Siddiqui, who is a Pakistani neuroscientist described by the FBI and the Justice Department as an Al-Qaeda operative and facilitator. She was convicted in 2010 on charges related to the attempted murder and assault of U.S. officers and employees in Afghanistan in 2008. So Akram invaded the synagogue, demanded her release. Thankfully, no one in the congregation hurt. Akram, the only casualty in this showdown. But again, FBI, not specifically related to the Jewish community? Seriously? The FBI has since walked back that statement. Topic number two, forget COVID. The number one cause of death in 2021 worldwide was abortion. This is not a new thing. It's been this way every year for the past several years. In 2021, there were 42.6 million abortions performed during the year. By comparison, 13 million people died from communicable diseases around the world. Again, 42.6 million abortions, 13 million deaths attributed to communicable diseases, 8.2 million from cancer, 5 million from smoking, 3.5 million, the official number now, from COVID-19. Again, we don't know, thanks to the CDC's admission, how many of those are deaths from or deaths with, but we'll set that aside. Again, 3.5 million COVID deaths, 42.6 million abortions, 2.5 million deaths from alcohol, 1.7 million from HIV/AIDS. The total of all deaths worldwide from causes other than abortion, 58.7 million in 2021. That means abortions accounted for a little more than 42% of all human deaths worldwide in 2021. Hear that again. Abortion accounted for more than 42% of all human deaths last year on planet Earth. Coming up, we've got new dates for our tour of Israel, the SkyWatch TV Israel tour now in 2023. SkyWatch TV's new e-magazine, it's free, tell you how to get that. And a moose decides to drop in on a family in Colorado. I mean, literally. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
With the official disclosure of UFOs moving full steam ahead, very few will be prepared for what is coming. The answers are now available in Josh Peck's groundbreaking new SkyWatch Films documentary DVD, over 10 years in the making, entitled The Great Delusion, The Second Coming of Earth's Oldest Enemy, along with Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose on DVD, Rome and the Star God, and the late Chris Putnam's Vatican presentation on DVD, Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection. Josh Peck's new documentary, The Great Delusion, reveals for the first time why the Vatican is in possession of a telescope named the Lucifer Device, why the ancient and mysterious Anasazi suddenly disappeared from the historic record, how alien abductions might be connected to the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, whether there is a secret alien-human hybridization program being conducted on Earth right now, if there is a connection between aliens and supernatural entities such as demons and fallen angels, and what we can do to prepare for what's ahead. You'll also see stunning reports on the UFO phenomenon by Dr. Thomas Horn, Josh Peck, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Chris Putnam, Chuck Misler, and many more. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's documentary-style expose, Rome and the Star God, on DVD. Join Dr. Horn for this incredible expose on how the Vatican is not only willing to accept our alien brothers with open arms, but are actually enabling the arrival of the end-time Star God, the Antichrist. But that's not all. We're also including the late Chris Putnam's shocking presentation entitled Astrobiology and the Vatican ET Connection on DVD, detailing the Vatican's plans to baptize aliens upon their arrival, and how contemporary societies will soon look to the aliens to be the saviors of humankind. Sold separately, these items have a retail value of $75. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Prepare for full disclosure with the Great Delusion special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, a moose is loose. Thankfully, because he had been stuck in the basement of a finished family room of a family in Breckenridge, Colorado. The moose was grazing on willow trees near a home, and the six-foot-deep window well was snow-covered. The moose couldn't see that there was a hole in the ground there. It fell into the window well through the window, thankfully not cut, not hurt. So Colorado Parks and Wildlife was called to extricate the moose from the family room. You just see the edge of the ping pong table there. Apparently the moose had some interest. They opened doors to give the moose a path to exit, but it was reluctant to try the stairs. And besides, with his antlers, it couldn't fit through the doorway. So the CPW officials or officers had to tranquilize the moose and remove its antlers, cut off the antlers. Good news is moose antlers typically fall off at this time of year anyway, and they grow new ones in the spring. So the moose wasn't harmed in any way. And once again, the moose is now free to roam. Colorado officials are telling folks there, when it snows, if you've got window wells around your house, you might want to make sure that it's obvious that they're there to prevent a moose dropping in on you. Skywatch TV's e-magazine, the cost of paper, has made this a necessary development, but we're trying to keep up with all the cool kids and their technology anyway. It is an electronic magazine that is available at the Skywatch TV website, skywatchtv.com, or you can just pause this video while I'm speaking and use your smartphone or tablet to capture the QR code on the screen. It will take you right to the link for the magazine. The articles are hot linked, so when you go to the index page, you basically tap on the article you want to read and it goes right to it. If you see an ad, you're curious about something in the Skywatch TV store, tap the ad. It will take you to that page of the Skywatch TV store. Again, it's pretty slick. James Howell doing a great job with the layout and design of the Skywatch TV e-magazine. But again, the cost of paper has practically tripled in the past year. So sending out a hard copy magazine, it just is not the best use of ministry resources any longer. So we are switching over to the e-magazine. Again, you'll find it linked at skywatchtv.com or use the QR code. And thank you. Our ongoing work at Whispering Ponies Ranch is made possible by your generosity, your support for the work that we do there as we prepare for the 2022 camping season with our friends at Royal Family Kids. For your gift of $300 or more as part of the Friends of the Children special offer, we will, as a thank you, send you a special gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, including a calendar, keychain, coffee mug, a camp DV, Joe Horn's most recent music disc, which is essentially a greatest hits compilation. Some really great music on that disc, too. And the Defender Family Bible. This is a hardcover edition of the Defender Bible, King James translation, large print, and the expanded Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch, that and a $100 gift certificate to spend any way you like at the Skywatch TV store. For your gift of $1,000 or more, the gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, the Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate to spend any way you like, and an invitation to come and tour the ranch to see what you helped build. We'll take a photo with the Skywatch TV staff, the Whispering Pony Ranch staff, and an invitation to attend a taping here at the new Skywatch TV studios. You can find out more online and give online at skywatchtvstore.com or call during regular business hours, 844-750-4985. And again, thank you for your help and support. SkywatchFilms.com, that's where you go to get cutting-edge documentary films from Skywatch TV. The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's new film about the UFO phenomenon, just one of many there, available for as little as $3, instantly available in full HD to stream to your smartphone or tablet. Hey, if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, you can fling or cast the video from your mobile device up to your television set. Google's AirPlay, it's Google Chromecast and Apple AirPlay, compatible with most of these new televisions. Many others there. You'll find all of the films linked. Again, as little as $3 for 7 days access. You can also purchase lifetime access. And we thank you for taking advantage of this cutting-edge information at SkywatchFilms.com. Skywatch TV's Tour of Israel. We backed it up from 2022 to 2023. Interestingly enough, The mainstream media seems to be acknowledging what we've been saying here for a while, that this appears to be the last gasp of COVID-19. Omicron, yes, spreading rapidly, but it's already peaked here in the United States. It is on its way down in the UK and South Africa. It's no fun if you've got it, but it is not as dangerous as the previous strains, thankfully. So with now therapeutics available, we pray that by 2023, March 19th through 30th of 2023, to be specific, restrictions on travel will be lifted. So we're planning on being in Israel with our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, to find out more about the tour, costs, sample itinerary, and more, and to put down your deposit. Log on to skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking about The Great Delusion, Josh Peck, and his documentary film, focusing this week the discussion on the disappearance of the Anasazi, the Native Americans who occupied the Four Corners area, Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and what's the other one there? Wyoming, Texas? I'll have to look at a map. Anyway, the Four Corners area there, they disappeared mysteriously, and there are those who believe that there's a spiritual or supernatural connection to that disappearance. You find out more this week. Our broadcast schedule is posted online, skywatchtv.com/channels, or just add the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, and as soon as we release it, because we normally release our broadcast show a few days early on Roku, so you get first look at the broadcast programming, and of course all of our other programs like these daily updates, Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of those, Roku, Apple TV, or download to our free mobile app, which not only gets you all of our video content, but news the mainstream media wants you to miss, a calendar of upcoming events featuring us from staff from Skywatch TV, and through February, free chapter-length excerpts from my new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. Read those chapter-length excerpts for free at the mobile app. It's under the News tab there on the mobile app, which is works for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. We have links to the app stores for your convenience posted at skywatchtv.com. You'll find those links in the top menu bar there where it says Skywatch TV app. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.